Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tyler Karopoulos, and I'm a part of the Mystic Conspiracy Group. Sadly, I'm here alone with no Molly, Katie, Aiden, or Dan. But scratch that, today I'll be talking to you about the myth known as Bigfoot. I see him as a simple myth, and it would be easy to talk about. Then I realize that not everyone knows about him. Bigfoot is described as a hairy figure at a height around 6 feet tall. He's also very, very, very fat, if that's even appropriate. But the real question is, do you think he is real? Preferably, I don't, but others have different opinions on the matter of this beast. My idea on what Bigfoot is that he's a man in a costume with just some crappy video edits. To really understand Bigfoot, you have to go back a bit to primates. When looking at his description, you can see that he's almost exactly like an ape lost in time. If someone went back in time, which is very unlikely, they could meet a very old and now extinct Bigfoot specimen. You could wonder, well, how come he's been seen in every U.S. state and some Asian countries except for Hawaii? All I have to say to you is, take your ideas that seem to trend and destroy them. Because, well, it's not really going for you. Now, I know some people could have actually been convincing and the story could have been real, but seriously, seeing a soggy pile of grass and calling it Bigfoot is just suspicious. Even more suspicious when you're driving down the street. So what does that make you think, Bigfoot believers? Does that make you question his existence? Probably not. But I tried. When I finished this project, I wanted people to believe in this hairy... I didn't want people to believe in this hairy menace. This is Tyler Karopoulos and the Mystic Conspiracy Group saying goodbye for the last time to this wondrous subject of study, I think.